Welcome, everybody, to Roni's Own Radio number 12. That's one more than 11, and that's Dulce in Spanish. Gracias. Now, this show's coming out very close to a scary time of year. No, not tax time. I mean Halloween. A time when little kids dress up like I don't know what, and you buy candy and you pass it out at the door. Isn't that weird? You pass that candy, it's just, the whole thing is just really different, strange. Anyway, so Halloween time, scary, you know. And the thing we're going to be talking about this show is dating in the 2000s. Now, if you're not scared at tax time and you're not scared at Halloween, you are scared about dating in the 2000s. There are a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. All the different sides of dating in the 2000s. We're going to break this interview up into two parts. This is going to be part one, part uno. And we're going to kind of dive in midway and kind of talk about things. But then part two, we'll release next time for the next show. We're really going to dive in and we're going to ask some deep questions. We're going to get some great answers and probably some answers that may surprise some of you. So anyway, dating in the 2000s, we're going to interview two lovely ladies, not as lovely as my wife, but lovely nonetheless. And they're very gracious to come on the show and be honest. And now, here's our interview with Jolie and
Leonard. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome again to Roni's Own Radio. I am sitting with two beautiful ladies. Now, they're not as beautiful as my wife, but anyway, they come a close second and third to my wife. Okay. We have Leslie. Say hi.
Hi.
And we have Jolie.
Hi.
Excellent. Now, we're going to be talking about dating in the 2000s. Now, I'm older. I come from a different time. You understand? I'm a little church boy. But I want to learn about what it's like in the 2000s. We have cell phones and text messaging. We have $3 a gallon gas. It's a different time. Okay. So let's kind of start by, where do you guys meet people?
Friends, bars,
okay.
Restaurants.
That's pretty much,
yeah.
Okay. Get hit on a lot of phone numbers, that kind of stuff?
Not phone numbers necessarily, yeah. Hit on, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I'm not like batting them away, but.
Right. I get told I'm intimidating. I don't know why.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
You get free stuff every once in a while.
Okay. Ever been on a blind date?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good? Bad?
Bad.
Okay.
Bad.
Okay. So the probably what you would be letting our audience know is probably a bad idea? Maybe?
Not always.
Okay.
My friend of mine. She met who she's with now on a blind date.
Okay.
They met, we have the joke that she met him one night and we never saw her again. And I just mean that she was out there with her together. They live together now.
Okay.
I mean, it really worked
yeah,
for them.
My sister met her husband on a blind date. And that was in 1989. And they're still married, kids, the whole thing.
Okay.
It's not always bad. Just the couple that
yeah.
I had didn't quite work out.
Yeah, how long did it take on the date that you just knew? No. This is just no.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah. Probably within the first conversation.
Yeah.
You kind of know where it's going.
Okay.
When he walked in, when we were going somewhere, he walked in and the door shut right in my face.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay, thanks, man.
We'll jump into first
okay.
bad first dates in a little bit. Let's talk about, have you ever met anyone off the internet?
Yes.
Ever? Okay.
No.
Several people.
Okay. Now, that's interesting because the internet, you think you know someone because they're actually typing, and some people say that that's more of a soul thing, is that they're typing and they're kind of expressing themselves, and then you meet them, and they're as tall as they said they were, they don't weigh what they, you know,
right.
whatever,
yeah.
whatever, okay.
Yeah, the weight
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Looks that you meet them in person, they're probably about 30, 40 pounds heavier than their picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the picture was taken like 10 years ago or something, when they actually had hair or whatever.
Well, right.
Okay. Let me ask about this one thing, is when you meet somebody, there is this, I'm going to leave my friends alone for a while, and you focus on the guy that you're with, and you know, you want to really build a relationship with them. How tough is that to go back if something happens? Are friends pretty understanding, or how do you work that?
Depends on the friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friends that are more acquaintances, they're not as understanding,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas your best friend, somebody you've known for 10 years, mm-hmm. has done it to you.
Okay.
They're a lot more understanding, and they care more about you than
right.
just, you know, how much FaceTime you're putting in.
Well, I tend to not introduce the person I'm seeing mm-hmm. to my friends until I'm sure it's going somewhere.
Right.
So a lot of times, I mean, yes, my time away from them, but they understand that and whatever,
okay.
So... You know, I have like 5 really good friends that I can not talk to them for 2 months and we pick right back up. So I think they're pretty good with that.
Now, in my low understanding of women, because I don't know at all about women, love to learn more, but anyway, don't know that much, is that women really thrive on communication and talking. And so it's interesting that you have a friend or a couple of friends that you don't have to continually talk to, and that you can kind of drop off the face of the earth, go do something for a couple of months, and then check back in with them later, and there's not a problem. But I heard that some women just get mad. Well, they haven't called. What's wrong?
My friends that I had in high school, up until probably just a few years ago, so about 15 years, they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It was a clicky thing. It
okay.
was high school, whatever. So yeah, that was, you know, for a long time, that is how it was. But the friends that I have made in the past like 5 years that are really close, we all have different things going on in our lives, whether it be battles or, you know, other relationships, things going on. So we all know we're doing stuff, and, you know, they know I travel, and it's, you know.
And that's another thing with the job that you're in. I mean, you're traveling all the time.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, but...
Tell me about the perfect first date. What makes a good first date? Tell me about that.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good personality.
Okay.
Yeah. Conversation, personality.
If they have direct, like... I don't mind helping plan by any means, but I don't want it to be show up at my door and you're like, okay, now what?
Okay.
You have to have some direction
right.
in what we're going to do. I don't mind helping with those decisions, but if you ask me out, then you need to know what we're going to do.
Okay.
Or have an idea, at least, so we can... Because I have a hard time coming up with stuff, so
yeah.
I need some time to prepare, or I can't come up with stuff just on the spot.
Right. Or It'd not going too far too fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saying too much. Don't tell me everything you're thinking.
Yep.
That's just a killer right there.
Well, and I'm representing my men folk now. I'm trying to help them, and that's really why we're here, is not only to learn from you guys, but also really trying to give my boys some tips. And I've got a big heart, and sometimes I've got a big mouth. And I've learned over time just hold things back, because there's something mysterious about not knowing everything. And I think sometimes when you start to feel something for somebody, you just let it all out. You just, you know, you're the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen. I can't stop thinking about you. You know, that kind of stuff. But there is something to be said about mysterious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
And some women like that, but I don't.
Yeah, leave something to the imagination.
Right.
You know, that's the whole part of getting to know somebody.
Leave something for the second date.
Yes. You know,
right.
You don't have to blurt it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And yet you hear these stories about, I was on the phone with them for 8 hours, and I, you know, got on the phone at 9, and it was, oh, I don't know, 5 in the morning, and we talked all night long, and, you know, so I guess there are other things you can talk about except for, you know,
I
how
did
you
not
feel.
See, though. I mean, talked on the phone with a guy, and that's actually not like me, but I've talked all night.
Yeah.
And it's just about stupid stuff, usually.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Conversation.
But it's just that bonding.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
Kind of getting to know each other and all that. Okay. Your best first dates. What?
Mine would be, we went sledding.
Okay.
So much fun. He was a great guy, great personality.
Okay.
Something different, and I had a blast doing it. We still had a conversation, but it wasn't forced.
Mm-hmm.
And we had time to do other stuff, so it wasn't like we had to continually keep coming up with stuff to talk about. We had, you know, we had just what we were doing to talk about, plus the actual sledding,
right.
You know, because it was at a place that's what it was for. You got the sleds and hooked onto this little pulley thing, and they drag you up the hill, and then you go down the hill, and you just continually do that. And we just had so much fun.
Okay.
It was different.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm really racking my brain trying to think.
Okay.
You know, it's been a little while.
Okay.
That was years ago, though.
I know. I'm really going back, you know, rewinding time here. Gosh.
Well, don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Don't want you to lie. You know.
This is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a comment on that one.
Let's shift gears. Let's talk about what is a bad first date.
Okay, I have lots of those.
Okay. So you can kind of, I guess we can kind of meld them both into your experiences, but also just kind of name off a couple of other things that just you don't do on a first date.
Okay, well, specifically, what I just had recently,
okay. That
was, I had met him at a party, talked for a couple hours,
mm-hmm.
Enjoying the conversation, thought he was really funny, so I'm like, oh man, it might be interesting to get to know this person. We went on one date, and he told me that I was the woman he was going to marry.
Okay.
He did not want to date anybody else but me, wanted to make a commitment that night.
Okay.
He just went on from there, and just told me everything he was thinking. He told me he told his parents about me, his friends about me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to know I'm the one on the first date.
Yeah.
Even I know people too that the guy knew on the first date that she was the one, and they do end up marrying
right.
him. But I don't want to know
you
that.
Don't say that.
You don't
though.
Say it.
Right.
You just think it. You tell your parents.
Right.
You tell your friends, but you
right.
don't tell me.
Right.
Let me figure it out.
Yeah. It's just horrible.
Like
you know.
Deer in headlights. What?
Yeah.
Well, kissed me during dinner with a mouthful of food.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Not, I mean, just timing, everything, you know. I didn't freak out till later, but a little too much.
Let me ask one question. Let's talk about this and let's get back to it. It sounds like boys, young men, aren't ready today. They don't have a grasp of the idea of what it means. They have no clue about etiquette. What's cool, what's not cool. I mean, because I know women kind of talk about it, you know, a lot. On my first date, it's, oh, it's going to be great and this and that. But
yeah, it's either one or the other. Either
right.
they're not talkative, they don't do anything, and you have to force conversation out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just talk the whole time, or they confess their love to you,
right.
and you're just like, okay, can I have something in the middle between
Yeah,
you
it just seems like it's changed in the past few years that they think it has to go somewhere so fast,
right.
you know, it's just really scary, you know, you just back away, you don't want anything to do with that person, and then you just end up ignoring their calls, you just don't want to talk to them anymore,
right.
because you don't know how to say nicely that you know, and even if they say, oh, okay, I'll slow down, well, no, you can't go back.
Yeah.
It's done.
Right.
That's true.
So it's, yeah. What do you do at that point?
Yeah, you can't go back. You try, but it just does not work. That's still in your head. You still know that. They know that you don't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a friction there.
Right.
Even if you're in a relationship.
Like if they're having a good time, they just cling and just like,
yeah.
you know, you're like, whoa, you know.
I say girls cling.
Take your time, you know, it's not, I'm not going anywhere. Well, you
call
know,
me five times a day.
Right.
Please don't ever
oh,
do that.
God.
Yeah, yeah. So Swingers, the movie, is right.
Yes.
You wait at least 2 to 3 days, then call.
Yes.
No, you know what, see, I don't believe in the 3-day rule.
Okay.
I prefer that, if I'm going to give you my number, I would hope you're going to call me.
The next day is fine.
Yeah, the next day, 2 days later, three days, you know what? You've kind of lost my interest.
But know what you're going to talk about.
Yes.
Don't talk too long. You know?
If the conversation is going fine, but don't keep it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 5 times in 1 day is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyond wrong.
Again, just overdoing it.
Okay.
Totally.
Let's talk about dollars and cents for a minute.
Okay.
Gas is $3 an hour.
Editor's note. Sorry about that. I meant $3 a gallon. Again, sorry.
And so my jokey mind, you know, would get in this kind of framework of if I have a girl on the phone and I'm paying $3 a gallon to come and either pick you up or take you somewhere, you know, do I get to hold your hand? Goodbye kiss? Something? Are you going to wear high heels? Something worth my $3 a gallon of gas. It's not $1.50 anymore, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, it's expensive just to live anymore. And then now dating, I mean, it's a lot.
Dating
and I would imagine that the choice process with you guys is even tougher, you know. If a guy doesn't hit up on that scale, you go, no, $3 a gallon for gas, I'm not going out with that guy. Nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not meeting him. I'm not even meeting him halfway. So, okay. Who pays? How does that work these days?
I think, and I don't know, this is my own just biased opinion. Whoever does the asking out on the first date, whether it's me or him, pays.
Okay.
So if I ask him out, I pay, and I have.
Okay.
I've asked guys out rarely, but I've paid.
Okay.
And vice versa, if he asks me out, then he pays. Once you're in a relationship, I think you kind of...
It goes
back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love women asking guys out. I think it's cool. You know? Is it easy? Is it okay? Is it weird?
Oh, it's hard.
It's very hard.
Okay.
Now I understand why guys are so afraid to ask someone out.
Mm-hmm.
The last person I asked out he was just like, well... Why don't you call me later? You know, I don't know what time I'll be off of work. I'm like, oh, forget it. You know, if you can't make a decision, just forget it.
Right.
But it's tough. And then the other, you get the opposite reaction, too, where you ask them out, and again, they just cling. Like, you know, it's like, gosh, I didn't want to get married. I just wanted to go out on a date.
Right.
You know.
Dinner.
So, yeah. Something.
Let's talk about some of the dangers. I mean... The wackos, okay? You never know. From the first time you meet somebody, they could be a clinger, they could be whatever.
Turn into a stalker.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
The one thing, I was always the good guy with the big heart and all this kind of stuff, and nobody ever told me, it's over, forget it. It was always, you had to figure it out. So, let me ask you this. When it's over, do you have a definitive conversation with the person that it's over, or do you just kind of let it go away because you're afraid of the reaction of the guy?
I do, and only because just about, not every guy, but just about every other guy that I've dated has just let it go.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm expecting it, sometimes it comes out of nowhere, so here I go calling, thinking everything's fine, and I call and call, and then I realize, oh, he's not returning phone. And then I feel stupid that I've continually called because I'm thinking everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Had I known, you know, just find a cliche, pick a line, and use it. It's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, and it was hard. It was very hard to tell him that it was over.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, and I prefer to have that conversation same as if somebody wants me to be their girlfriend, they need to ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't assume. And I prefer to have the conversation that, you know, just not whatever, but in the case of the one who, you know, just told me I'm just the girl for him on the first date, I have since ignored his calls, and I don't want to have that conversation because there's no need adding salt to the wound. I don't want to make him feel stupid. You know, he's not a bad person, just not the person for me, but there's just no nice way to say it, so I'm just avoiding it at the moment.
Okay. What are the different stages of dating? Okay, there was a time when we were in all high school. We're going steady. We're
right.
going out. What's the difference? And how do things go? You mentioned there is a point in time where, you know, I'd like you to be my girlfriend. And there's a point. There's a point when you ask to get married and that kind of thing. So what are the different stages of dating? Is there just chilling, hanging out? Is that kind of how it starts and then goes from there? Or?
Depends on you meet them, I guess. Because, like, friends that you end up dating kind of turns into that. You hang out, and then you're kind of, oh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I always end up, if it's been a while and you kind of both know you're only dating each other, you know, and, like, nobody's really said, okay, well, we're exclusive, whatever.
Right.
But if you know that that's what's going on and, I mean, you just have a feeling for it, I'll ask. If they haven't said anything to me, I'll just say, you know, so what
am
are we
I the
doing?
Only one, whatever.
Where is this going? And
yeah.
If they say, oh, okay, well, I just figured you were my girlfriend, then I'd say, well, then you need to ask me that.
Okay.
So I do make them ask, because that's
okay.
Just not something somebody should assume, you know, because then they, like you said, the phone calls start all day long, whatever, you know. Not that that would be okay if I was their girlfriend,
sure.
But a little more tolerated if you're all both on the same
exactly.
page, you know.
Yeah. You tolerate a lot more when you're on the same page.
If you're somebody you want to be with, you think, oh, how cute, they're calling me.
Okay.
You know.
So it's also probably a little bit self-conscious thing, is that if you're feeling something, you want to make sure they are too.
Right.
So that you don't assume that things are farther along than maybe they are.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've had things that just come out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden it's over and you didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. In what order are these three things most important? Looks, money, sense of humor. Okay.
For me.
I agree, but I have to be attracted to them. So maybe looks to me might not be the same. Like, it might not be Brad Pitt.
Right.
But I have to feel something, some attraction to them. And looks are based off that. But that's my attraction to them, not necessarily that they're the best-looking guy ever.
Right.
And maybe their looks is because of their personality. They're so cute because of their personality and all that stuff. So I'd say looks and personality are split, but only because, to me, they're tied into each other.
Mm.
Because, I mean, a great-looking guy with no personality, I mean,
that's
not good either.
Well, and that's a question I'm going to ask, too. Have you ever been out with a guy that's just the best-looking guy you've ever seen in your life in that point in time, whatever, and they turn out to be just nothing?
Yeah. It seems I really don't seem to date the drop-dead, gorgeous, everybody would like drool over my boyfriend type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I go for the more average-looking guy, just the funny personality, you know, that's what draws me and that's what attracts me to that person. And I don't care what anybody else thinks about him, but I've dated two guys that were pretty good-looking, that people said something to me and it was just awkward silences. Not a lot to talk about. They just have no experiences that you really care about. Like, they just don't have anything to offer. There's no conversation.
They don't even try.
Yeah, it's like they've gotten by on their looks their whole life, so, you know, that's all they just don't, they feel they don't need to add to that, I guess. I don't know. It really hasn't worked yet.
Now you understand this really goes against most women on this planet. Because they want the Brad Pitts.
Right.
They want the Ben Affleck. They want these guys that are just beautiful.
I think it depends on your age, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when I was younger, I was probably a lot more shallow.
Okay.
But
as
I've gotten older, I mean, and not that I still don't look, Amy.
Oh, yeah, but when you're going out and, like, I mean, I agree with you. You know, when you're younger, like in your early 20s, you're going out to bars after you're 21. Of course you're going to look for the most gorgeous guy in the place, you know? It's like, forget the rest of them. You know, you're going straight for that one. But I think as you get older and dated a little more, it's like you realize personality, sense of humor, and somebody who can hold a conversation.
Right.
So
I think we all dream, but it's just my general opinion. I just want to see what you guys think. Somebody that's just a 10. All across the board would be too much trouble, because I would always be worried.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that concern.
Right.
Now, which brings us onto another whole subject, your friends. Now, as a guy you've dated, ever dated your best friend, your friends, that kind of thing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was just my ex-best friend.
Okay. That was going to be my next question is, how does that work? Is it an unwritten rule? Look, if I break up with somebody, you know, you either wait 6 months or you don't ever date them, or how does it? Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't, but it seems like my friends and I really had different tastes in guys, too,
okay.
So that was never a problem, but one friend just decided she needed to use all our boyfriends, so, you know.
Fair enough.
I think it's something that if, for the most part, you just don't date them. If it's something where you, for some reason, end up hanging out with that person somehow, and something starts happening, then you go to that friend and say, "This, you know, starting to have feelings."
Well, I've even turned
down. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, and I agree with that. I've even turned down dates, though. We've gone out on one date. You know, I happened to mention one of my friend's names. Oh, what's her last name?
Mm.
I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I think I dated her. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, goodbye.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
And that was not because of them. Well, it said something about them to me because this particular person got around quite a bit.
Okay.
And that was the reputation that she had. And apparently that must have been attractive to them.
Okay.
And so that's not something I'm looking for.
Okay.
If they're looking for that type of relationship anyway. But I think it just ends it. When they say they've dated people they've been friends with.
That's interesting that there is an honor factor among female friends. I don't know that there is that with men that are friends.
Yeah, with men it's like a 6 month, it's like a waiting period, huh?
I think that depends on that. I think they still might at least say something. I don't know. It depends on the the dynamics. If it's actually a relationship and not just hooking up with them,
right. Then
I think they would, if they had a relationship with them and the friend is looking to have a relationship too,
right. Then
they might. Because I've had some guy friends that I know that they've gone to,
mm-hmm.
And they've talked to that guy about it. Just, hey, and I mean, and not that the conversation's even deep. They were like, hey, I'm going to, okay, cool. Done. And that's the conversation.
Why bad boys?
Well, we had to stop that interview right there, probably at one of the pinnacle questions of the interview. So we're going to have to wait till next show to find out what their answers were to that question. And we have plenty more questions that really go deeper to many other issues the next show. So be looking forward to that. I hope that you'll download that show like you did this show. Now, we also are going to be plugging some shows we're doing in the future. One is Design Your Own Star Wars Theme Park. Now, from what I understand, our precursor Star Wars fan audio show, Brothers, the Jedi Talk team, they've done a show like this a few years back. But we're going to do it again. And I don't know that we can do it better, but let's put our heads together and think, what kind of a park could you design around the Star Wars films? Now, think of it as if you were mixing the type of park that Disneyland is with the kind of park that Universal Studios is. Obviously, you want a hub area and then wheels of a spoke that go out and have different lands. Money is no object. And you can have a tour and different things like this. To get more information on that, you can go to jrd-now.com and click on our forums. It's on the left side, and there are some links. You just click on our forums, and you'll be transported to the jrd-now.com forums. Now, it's just full of postings from people all over. No, not really. It's kind of actually not full of postings from people. But there's enough room for you. See, if you go and maybe you like something that you read or you want to post an idea or you want to post a thought, that's where you would go. So, just to let you know, it's okay to visit jrd-now.com. It's all right. If you want to do that, that's great. Or, better yet, you can also, if you want to, Drop me an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. That's J-E-F-F dot R-O-N as in Nancy, E-Y, at gmail.com. So drop me a line this week, this month, maybe whenever you'd like. And we'll be back next time with part two of this interview, Dating in the 2000s. I'll be looking forward to talking to you then. This is Jeff Roney signing off.
Roney Zone Radio.